Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Malinche's Conquest, written by Anna Lanyon and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Bernal Diaz said it was the 15th of March 1519, when Malinche was handed over to the Spaniards. It is one of very few certainties in her story. An old, romanticized engraving of this moment is held in the Bancroft Library at the University of California in Berkeley. Malinche, or Marina as she was now called, stands coyly on the banks of the Grijalba at the forefront of a cluster of women. Like the others, she is naked, but her long and lustrous hair curls modestly about her body, like the Botticelli Venus. Behind her in the river is a sailing ship. Before her stands Cortes. In contrast to her, he is fully clothed in elegant European attire, and he greets her in courtly fashion. This pleasant, idyllic portrait is a relic of the days when it was still possible to ignore the truth about what happens to women in war and conquest. It is an absurd fiction, and it tells us nothing about the undoubted terror of Malinche's predicament. The incident at Potonchan was the first of many occasions on which indigenous leaders handed over women servants, concubines, daughters and nieces to the Spaniards. Bernal Diaz spoke openly about this custom, and it often passes without comment, perhaps because it became so commonplace during the conquest, or perhaps because of history's implicit understanding that women are the spoils of war. It was not until Bosnia that rape was at last defined as a war crime. The giving of women to the enemy was a venerable Amerindian custom that the Spaniards would encounter again and again with relish during the years that followed. The Mayan lords of Potonchan intended their gift as a peace offering. If all went according to plan, it would provide them with some breathing space, even a possible alliance with these invaders. To the victorious Spaniards, the captive women were an invaluable part of their booty. Bernal Diaz makes this clear in his own comment that all this was nothing compared to the 20 women they were given. To him and to his comrades, the Mayan gift of women meant servants to prepare their food, to carry water and collect firewood, to tend their wounds, and to provide sexual services.